Good morning, folks. Good to be out in God's house. Good to see all of you out here this morning. You know, like the song Mike just sung here, I still believe the Bible has the answers, don't you? And the more I look into it, the more I dig into it, the more that I find out it still has the answers for everything that we may have coming against us in our life.
Amen.
If you would, I'm going to be over in Genesis. I'm going to be over in the second chapter here, and I'll give you the verse of Scripture here in a minute. But we're going to go over to Genesis, the first chapter first, to begin with. And before we get going, I'm going to have a word of prayer. So bow your heads, please. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you'd be with each and every individual that's made it out here this morning. I pray, Father, that your word, Lord, would go out, that it would touch, Lord, and I pray, Father, it would hit just exactly where it's needed to, Father. I pray for that this morning. Lord, I ask you, Father, to be with me, Lord. I pray, Father, that your anointing would be upon it, Lord, and the Father, that, and above all things, Lord, get me out of the way, Lord, and let your will be done here this morning, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. I want you to read along with me, if you wouldn't care, this morning, because I believe it's important. In Genesis, the first chapter, we're going to start with verse 4, and I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture down through here, but I want you to read them with me, and it says, "And God saw the light," and then what does it say? "That it was good." Do you see that? You remember right here, it says in Genesis 1:4, it said, "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." Now let's get down to Genesis 1:10, and it tells us this, "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was what? That it was good." All right. Go to Genesis 1:12. "And the earth brought forth grass and herbs, and yielding seeds of after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in it itself and after his kind. And God saw that it was what? That it was good." That's right. In Genesis 1:18. "And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, God saw that it was what?" Again, that it was good. In Genesis 1:21, "And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was what?" That it was good. Genesis 1:25. "And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God did what? God saw that it was good." And then in Genesis 1:31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? It was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day." God was on a roll, was he not? I mean, let's just look at this. God was on a roll. Everything that he had created, everything that he made, he said, "This is good." As a matter of fact, he said there in verse 31, he said this, and God saw that everything he made, and it was very good. And then we go into the second chapter. And it was on the 2 and 3, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he had rested, and all of his work which God had created," everything that God had looked upon was good up to this point in time, was it not? If you look through that Genesis 1, if you look into starting into chapter 2, everything was good. Everything was, right? Now let's go to Genesis 2:18. This is where I'm going to get my scripture from this morning. Genesis 2:18. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, and I will make him a helpmeet for him." You know, if you look at that, like I said, God was going along, and everything that he saw, everything that he did, that was absolute. It was awesome. It was good. But then he gets to this one verse right here, and God, it's like God puts the brakes on, Sean. He said, "It's not good. It's not good." Because you know what? With Lord's help this morning, whenever I started reading this down through the week, and I hadn't had a sermon yet, and God was showing me, because I've been in Genesis a lot here lately, been trying to study it a lot. So I go down through there, and I'm looking. He said, and I'm looking at all this, and all at once I read that, and he said, "It is not good." And God said, "Dave," he said, "somebody needs to hear this. Someone needs to hear this this morning." You know, the Lord's help this morning. I'd like to preach on something that 72% of Americans have suffered from. 72%. And a third of them say they suffer from it every week. They say they suffer from this every week. The same thing can cause hardening of the arteries, the same thing. The studies have been out there that says that it can do all manner of things to our body. You know what it says? It says that it attributes to drug and alcohol abuse. The thing that I want to preach on this morning that God stopped dead in his tracks and said was not good is loneliness. It's loneliness. And you know, you're thinking, you know, you may be asking me, well, Dave, he said, you know what? What is actually loneliness? What I'm not talking about this morning is being alone. I hope you understand that this morning. I'm not talking about you being alone. I'm talking about something down on the inside of you where you feel alone, whether you're standing in the middle of a crowd, whether you're laying 6 inches at night from another human being, whether you're at school, no matter where you may be, it's this thing that God felt so strongly about that he said, it is not good for a person to be alone. And that's a feeling of aloneness that I want to talk about this morning, the Lord willing. You know what? This ain't going to be a very long sermon this morning because you know what? God didn't impress me upon that, but you know what? Whenever I say loneliness to you this morning, who do you think about? Do you think about somebody that's a widower, that's been widowed? Do you think about an orphan? Do you think about somebody that's been through a divorce? Well, that very well could be possible, but that's not always the case that I'm talking about here this morning. It's like I said, you can feel alone. I have talked to people, and this is what breaks my heart, and it should break your heart here this morning. There are people that I've talked to that, you know what, may be right at the top of the food chain, so to say. You know what, you could be the boss, you could have all the money in the world. There's a cliche out there that says, you know what, it's lonely at the top sometimes is what they say, amen? I'm here to talk to you this morning about the feeling of loneliness, and it has nothing to do with the volume of people that are in your life. Has nothing to do with that. I tell you, God thought so much about that, folks, that you know what? He made a way that where you do not have to be lonely, no matter what you are or where you're at in your situation. That's the kind of God, that is how much, you know what? He thought about this whenever he was going, good, this is good. Man, I created the cattle, I've created everything on this planet. And he said, he got down to Adam. He said, it's not good for him to be alone. And you're thinking, well, you know what? He created Eve for him. That's not all that he was talking about there. This was an intense feeling that was going on in Adam. It wasn't just for the sake of him having a spouse or having a wife or having a partner. That's not what I'm talking about this morning either. I'm talking about you may be married. You may have all the family around that you can have, but you still feel lonely for whatever reason it is. I'm telling you this morning, it is something that affects, like I said, and these are statistics that I read there, that 72% of Americans feel this at least once a week. I mean, a third of that 72% feel this at least once a week. That to me is unfathomable. You think, well, you know what? We got social media, don't we? We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got all these things. Then why are we feeling? It's because it doesn't matter how many friends requests you get. It doesn't matter how many people follow you on Twitter. It is something that God has installed in every one of us, a desire to be wanted, a desire to be loved, a desire that God has given each and every one of us that we should not want to feel like we are alone all the time. Praise God, I tell you what, he has given us the way. He has given us, you know something? I thought about this. You know what? People will call me, call Patty, and call Tink and say, you know what? Will you pray because I got a family member who's got cancer, or I got a family member who's got heart disease, or all kind of physical things going on in our lives. But you know what? No one's ever called me, Belinda, and said, you know what? I'm lonely. I'm sitting here at the house, and I'm crying because I'm lonely. No one's ever done that to me, and that breaks God's heart. Do you know that? It breaks his heart. If you are lonely, if you're to that point, have you ever seen anybody on Facebook put it out there that they're lonely, that they're sitting at their house and they want you to pray for them? I've never seen it. I'm not on Facebook. My wife's never told me about it. I'm here to tell you this morning, you don't have to feel alone. You don't have to be that way. I remember the moment that I got saved, Larry. From that point on, I was not alone. I was not alone. I was not. You know what? We serve. We serve a God. God made a way through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we would never have to be alone. And you know why? Because Jesus went what you go through. He did. Remember whenever He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, before He prayed, and He just asked the disciples just to be here for a little bit. Just wait for me a little bit. Just stay here and pray. You know what? He came back. He found them asleep. He said, Father, if it be Your will, let this cup pass from me. He said that. Then whenever He was on the cross, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? You know what? He understands what it means to be alone. He understands what's going on in your life if you're like that here this morning. He understands that. And I'm telling you, it breaks God's heart this morning. If you are here and you feel like that you are alone and you have people all around you, it breaks His heart. I'm here to tell you, He can take care of that for you in your life. He can do that. God can do that. All He asks is, you know what? This church is outstanding about if there's a need in a person's life. If there's a need, and you know what? You need something. You need finances. You need something paid. You need this. This church has been outstanding about doing that. It really has. Because you know what? They have stepped up to the plate and did what God wanted them to do. Now I'm asking you this morning, if you're here this morning and you feel that loneliness in your life, you know what? I believe that God wants you to let us know. And I believe this church can step up to the plate, and not only step up, but they can hit a home run with it. I believe that because you know why? God does not want you to feel that in your life. He doesn't want you to feel that in your heart no more. He doesn't want you to do that. Loneliness. They, you know what, they call it, sometimes they call it the unspoken disease of this country nowadays. That's what they call it sometimes. And you know what, if you're here this morning, if you are here this morning and you are feeling alone, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling like nobody cares, I'm here to tell you there is somebody that cares. Amen. I met Him years ago. I met Him. I'm telling you, I know I met Him years ago. There have been times in my life that I have felt that, you know what, whenever the devil starts coming against me and I feel like I'm all alone, and God will speak to me and He say, oh, no. You're not alone, Dave. You're not alone. I will be with you even until the end. Amen? He is there because He loves you. I don't know where you stand at this morning. I'm done, actually. I'm telling you, I'm done. If they want to come get a song this morning, I'm not going to stand here. I told you, it wouldn't be much, but you know what? God had impressed upon me that this is so serious that, you know what? Let God work. Amen? Let Him work. There's people, I feel there are people here that know just exactly what I'm talking about this morning. They know it. And it has nothing, again, I'm going to tell you, it's nothing to do about the volume of people in your life. It has everything to do with how you're feeling down in your heart. How do you feel this morning? Do you feel that there's no hope? Do you feel so alone? So burdened down? There's a way. It's right here at this altar. I believe the Bible has the answers, Greg. Amen. Amen. I believe the answer is Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe that. If they get a song, come, please.